Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. Sir, you may begin.
Very well. Thank you all for joining this call. Today we have Don O'Toole. He is our strategist, Tivoli Strategy, and in this particular day, he will be taking us through Tivoli's mid-market business strategy. Don, I turn it over to you.
Thanks very much. And hello, everyone. Today's topic is an important one for Tivoli. The mid-market represents a massive amount of opportunity for us and a real driver of our growth, our strategy for growth. So it's an important topic for all of us to understand and for all of us to pursue. If you look at our second chart in the deck, Tivoli and mid-sized market, five questions. These are really the questions that I'm going to strive to answer for you today. First of all, we're going to look at what's the overall market opportunity for Tivoli in the mid-market. What does it mean for you as an individual seller? We're going to look at Tivoli's integrated service management story and its relevance to mid-sized businesses. And then we're going to look at the specific solutions that we can focus on, kind of entries for engagements with mid-sized markets. We'll look at the competitive differentiation that we see between Tivoli and other firms that are operating and targeting the mid-sized market. And then finally, we're going to look at how you as a seller can engage in this market profitably. So let's first look at a definition of what the mid-market is. What do mid-market customers look like? You know, we generally think of our customers, and when we're segmenting the market, one of the first things we do is look at the scale of the business, and we typically examine that in terms of number of employees. That's a good indicator of the type of requirements that they have for service management. So enterprises generally are businesses that have 1,000 or more employees, and the general business space in IBM's parlance is businesses with 1 to 1,000 employees. The mid-market then is generally from 100 to 999, right? No hard and fast rules here. Generally, what we think of as mid-market is, you know, other terms we typically use here are companies that are larger than mom-and-pop organizations, and that's an important distinction because as they get larger, we see characteristics in terms of their IT environment that tends to make them appropriate targets for Tivoli. You know, first of all, in terms of the scale, about 40% of general business is mid-market, as 100 to roughly 1,000 employees. Typically, in terms of their IT environment, we see them having 25 to 50 servers, but can be more. Also very typically is that these businesses run with very limited IT staffs, so they have to rely on relationships with local business partners and their vendors to get the IT skills, the experience, the intellectual capital that they need to run their shops. If they know IBM, they probably know us as the IBM brand only. They typically think of us as a big enterprise vendor that is serving only large enterprises. So this is something IBM is working on to create that identity with the mid-market, with smaller companies. They probably don't know our sub-brands. So if you, and I'm sure many of you have had the experience of you know, socializing with folks and telling them that you work for IBM and mentioning that you work for Tivoli, more often than not, unless it's somebody within our industry, if you mention Tivoli, more often than not, they're not sure what it is. They may not have heard of it at all. So we have to recognize that they don't have that brand recognition. Also, we know that within the GB space, within the mid-market space, they don't typically buy IBM. As I said, they view us as big, expensive, and importantly, complex. They think that we generally provide technology that's overkill for their needs. So that's an important thing for us to communicate to them through our go-to-market, our marketing, our sales activities, that no, in fact, we do understand the needs of the mid-market, and we do have appropriate capabilities for mid-market customers. Another characteristic of the mid-market is that they have a pretty unified concern about their applications. That's really the core thing for them. They think about their, you know, perhaps their CRM system or accounting systems or their manufacturing systems, whatever. That's their IT world. They don't know anything about middleware. They don't think about strategies around middleware. So we have to translate our value into terms that relate directly to those application focuses that they have. Also, a characteristic that we find typically in the mid-market is, although they're not enterprise scale, they do want enterprise quality solutions. They don't want something that's half-baked. They just want those solutions to be in scale with their ability to buy, their financial capabilities, so they want them less expensive, and they want them in tune with their abilities to implement. So they want them, you know, conceptually easier than what our enterprise customers typically deal with. They've got a lot of the same needs that enterprise customers have, though, in terms of data protection, backup recovery, that sort of thing, provisioning, you know, managing change in their environments, securing the environment, identity management, for example, and then asset management, knowing the state of their IT assets and their general assets as well, knowing the return of those assets. All of these things are very importantly, and I'll point out later on that we think that they're increasingly important, that they're more and more focused on it. Another thing that we are seeing increasing in the mid-market space is the experimentation, a tendency to use alternative IT delivery methods, and we'll talk about this a bit more. So one of those that we're involved in these days is appliances, the idea of combining software capability with a platform, perhaps providing that with services as well, both software and or complete hardware software appliances as well as virtual appliances. And then secondly, software as a service. We see a good deal of experimentation in the mid-market space with SaaS offerings. This is an attractive proposition for many businesses because they perceive it as not involving upfront investment in hardware, software, whatever. They can kind of pay as they go, so very attractive. So that's a kind of a quick run through the kind of key characteristics of the mid-market. If we then turn to an examination of the opportunity here in terms of the growth characteristics of mid-market, we see a very good reason why IBM is increasingly focused on it. Compared to the enterprise across the board in every market that we compete in worldwide, the mid-market space is growing faster than the enterprise. So the enterprise has, in many segments of our industry, is moving into a replacement business where they're perhaps upgrading in terms of releases of products, that sort of thing, whereas mid-market, in many cases, it's greenfield. There's a lot of new installation, you know, new deployment of function, and that's very attractive to us. Also, in many parts of the world, we're seeing a growth in sophistication of IT use as the strength of economies in places like parts of Asia or CEMEA, as those economies get stronger and stronger, as they build out business capabilities in a variety of industries, their need for sophistication in IT is growing in the mid-market space. So very attractive to us. This is a key reason why IBM as a whole is focused on mid-market. It's why we believe that our participation as a brand, Tivoli, is so key to our growth going forward. We have to get our share in mid-market to continue to build our business, and we need you to help us do that. So let's talk a little bit about how Tivoli Solutions can help mid-market customers meet their needs, meet their challenges in today's environment. The realities for mid-sized companies today look much like those of large enterprises. So certainly there's a focus on lowering costs. They're trying to do more with less. They're reducing their budgets. They're trying to create efficiencies that allow them to do that. They're trying to create those efficiencies while increasingly doing more and more sophisticated things. So even though the mid-market customer may be a smaller scale enterprise, very typically they are engaged with business partners or serving their customers via the network. They're using cloud services increasingly. They're starting to get into very sophisticated use of IT across the board. And they need to do that while trying to keep the costs of IT down. That means that they've got to achieve efficiencies. They've got to put processes in place so that they can keep things up, running, secure, all the rest with less financial outlay. Likewise, they're like the enterprise market, their businesses are changing very quickly. So they have a need to adapt their processes, adapt their environments, just as their larger brethren do. So they need to act with speed and urgency. They need to have technology that allows them to accelerate projects, to realize cost savings sooner. And they're very concerned, again, along with their large enterprise analogs, they're very concerned with maintaining and improving service costs to their employee populations and to their end users, their end customers. So they're increasingly focused on the idea of availability of service and support. You know, any business you look at, for example, their systems are often tied into their end customers. Having that system work flawlessly, having the performance of it such that the experience for the customer is what they want strategically, that's incredibly important for them. So we can help them in each of these cases. And the conversations that we need to engage mid-sized customers on revolve around a number of points. We want to identify key entry points that allow the customer to see how Tivoli can help them work on these key issues, these time-to-value kind of dimensions that we're suggesting. We can show them how Tivoli can work with them to implement rapid ROI projects. So it doesn't have to be this big, complex thing. We can show you how to use technology to improve your business and to get that up and running very quickly. We can also show them how IBM can work with them to finance these projects, and that we can be very flexible in providing that financing, and we can do this in such a way that it's easy for them to consume our solutions. And we can also show them how we can work in concert with their trusted local business partners to deliver those solutions. So that's the kind of overall framework we want to use for our engagements with mid-sized businesses. Let's talk a bit more concretely about the type of solutions that we can bring to bear for customers. As I said earlier, when it comes to managing their environment, mid-market customers face the same sorts of challenges that large enterprises do. They're dealing with reduced budgets because of the economy, the tight economy that we continue to deal with. Often they are concerned about their reliance on technology, and yet they have very limited plans for backup and recovery. So, you know, one study shows that over 44% of mid-sized companies have no recovery plan. So being able to talk to them about what happens when things go down, when you lose data, whatever, the impact of them of that on the typical mid-market business, that's an important conversation for us to have. Also, as their use of IT becomes more and more sophisticated, the importance of disciplined, rigorous change management becomes more and more important for these mid-sized customers. Only 50% of the vulnerabilities addressed by vendor patches are addressed by vendor patches out there. So that suggests that if they're just relying on Microsoft or whoever to, you know, check their systems via the network and download those patches to them, they're probably well exposed, and that our ability to come in, have a conversation with them about how they can put that rigorous change management, configuration management in place, that's a very valuable discussion for us to have with the customer. And then also, you know, even though these are small businesses, they have a lot of assets, both generalized business assets as well as IT assets. In total, $170 trillion worth of assets in use worldwide. They need to manage the ROI of those assets just as large enterprises do. So we have solutions, obviously, in Tivoli for every aspect of this in terms of backup recovery, archiving, data and storage, managing their applications and middleware environment, managing change in these environments, middleware applications, systems, operating systems, their networks. In terms of security, identity and access management, very real value for mid-sized businesses, and something that we can leverage our experience with to deliver that to the mid-sized business. And then in terms of operational assets, what we can do with our Maximo capabilities, for example, to help them manage their real estate, their facilities, their factors of plant and production more effectively, transportation and fleet, and their overall infrastructure, high value for mid-sized businesses. We've got something to deliver there in each case. So these are the areas that we have to focus on. We have to look at the needs that these mid-sized businesses have in these areas, and we have to leverage our capabilities in storage, in systems management, in security, in assets, in service request management, and kind of a help desk capabilities as well. We can leverage these to meet the needs of mid-sized businesses. Let's talk in a bit more concrete terms about some of those capabilities. So if we turn our attention to backup, recovery, data protection, storage management, we've got some very valuable capabilities here that mid-sized businesses, the vast majority of mid-sized businesses need. Our Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback solution is scaled for small businesses, easy to deploy, easy to consume, financially at a level that makes sense for customers and meets the needs of these mid-sized businesses. So, you know, for example, over 44% of mid-sized companies don't have a business continuity and disaster recovery plan in place. They're running exposed. If a natural disaster, if a hacking threat or whatever compromises that system, many of those businesses that rely on IT more than ever are going to experience very considerable downtime and have the effect of incurring very considerable losses in terms of revenue and who knows what other kinds of loss. We can address a lot of this need for continuity and disaster recovery planning with the capabilities we have with Tivoli Storage Manager and Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback, Tivoli Storage Manager Fastback for Workstations. These allow us to help these mid-sized companies reduce the cost of storage and recover valuable information that they may risk losing these scenarios of disaster or whatever we want to talk about. So key thing to have a conversation with mid-sized markets about, mid-sized customers, I should say, about. This is a very common need, great way to start the conversation with a mid-market prospect. Likewise, if we turn our attention to change and configuration management, we can help customers improve service, reduce costs with Tivoli Provisioning Manager for operating system deployment, right? Even with a population of servers in the range of, 40, 50 servers, you find businesses are wasting resources on provisioning those systems through manual processes. They're doing it in very error-prone ways that lead to rollbacks that cost them money. This is true for mid-sized companies because of the fact that we pointed out earlier that they are often managing their environment without the benefit of experienced, extensive IT staff. So here again, our ability to deliver Tivoli Provisioning Manager for operating system deployment provides company the means to implement an efficient means to deploy operating system or virtual images and lower the cost of doing that to both improve the quality and contain the cost of that change in configuration management. If we turn our attention to another important area for mid-markets, and that is identity and access management, here again we find that many smaller companies really have very little controls in their businesses to help them with this capability. Single sign-on identity management make access to business applications easy while improving security. So these smaller companies have the same experience that we do of moving from one application to another, having to maintain and remember all of those passwords and everything creates usability challenges for them, also creates security challenges for them by, through the maintenance, the rigorous maintenance of that, those passwords. What we find are that passwords are the least secure form of security out there. Many vulnerabilities out there result from users misapplying passwords, if you will, choosing simple passwords or writing them down, putting them on a sticky note underneath the desk, that sort of thing, exposing them to theft. So we can provide great value to customers just by providing that rigor in the management of sign-on, the management of passwords. We do that through Tivoli Access Manager for Enterprise Single Sign-On. That allows us to secure the system, to simplify the use of passwords in the business, and also typically reduces the calls into the support organization, that small and typically overtaxed support organization in the smaller business. You can reduce the calls into them for password resets and all of that through the use of the more rigorous access control that Tivoli Access Manager provides. So a great opportunity for us there as well. If we go now to an examination of asset management, this is an area where, we recognize that enterprises have a great need for this kind of function, but many of us, many in the sales community, don't recognize that smaller companies, too, also have a very real and growing need for this disciplined approach to asset management. And we have a great set of capabilities here. As I mentioned earlier, when we look at the mid-market space, there are over $170 trillion worth of assets in use today across the world in the mid-market. And like with large enterprise customers, if an operational asset is not working for whatever reason, the business can't run. So they need to be on top of the maintenance, the status of that. They need to control the ownership, the use of that over time. They need to know where it is. They need to know the maintenance status of it, all of that. Just as important to the mid-market customer as it is to our enterprise customers. And Maximo Asset Management Essentials provides that capabilities for mid-market customers, helps businesses to maintain a proper inventory, gives them that visibility of their inventory, allows them to get control of their maintenance schedule on critical assets in their environment, and keeps them in a position where they can keep their businesses growing. So a great business argument for how the mid-market customer can leverage Tivoli's capabilities to manage their assets more effectively. So let's now turn our attention to, you know, how we can deliver function to the mid-market. I mentioned up front in my introductory comments that we see the mid-market customer experimenting with new delivery models, what we refer to as delivery models. And what we're talking about there is getting IT capabilities, service management capability through the cloud and through different form factors than the traditional licensed program model. By that I mean, you know, where we license software to the customer and the customer goes off and installs that on a server or an end user system, that sort of thing. What we're talking about here is different ways to deliver function to customers that can often provide great opportunities for that mid-market customer. And Tivoli's doing a lot to expand our delivery models to meet the needs of these smaller customers. So we can certainly do on-premise custom solutions with our software, working with business partners, local business partners, trusted by the mid-market customer typically to meet their specific needs. We can also provide pre-integrated appliances like our Tivoli Foundations appliances that were introduced last year to provide rapid deployment, ease of use, ease of consumption many times for the mid-market customer. You see us putting a couple of products out there in that form, and we're going to be doing more around that. And then lastly, in terms of the cloud, delivering function via the cloud as a software as a service offering optimized for that mid-market use so that they can acquire the capability without an outlay of capital, without perhaps the customization cost that they have to incur. So we're increasingly providing the flexibility of this range of deployment models from on-premise custom solutions to appliances to cloud-delivered services. So again, another good reason for us to engage with the mid-market customer. Let's talk a little bit more about the specifics of those appliances that I mentioned, the Tivoli Foundation appliances. If you haven't looked into these products before, I really encourage you to look at them now, because I think you're going to find wherever you are in the world, there are customers out there who can benefit from these solutions. We've got two appliances in the market today. We introduced these last year, put them out for general availability in August of last year, and we've been doing a lot of enablement and marketing around them, an increasing amount of those, and you'll see more of that from us as we go forward. But we've got two appliances in market today, Tivoli Foundations Application Manager first, and then secondly, Tivoli Foundations Service Manager. Tivoli Foundations Application Manager is basically a monitoring solution. It allows you to manage the performance and availability, manage events from applications. So that's both in terms of capture of event problem data from applications in the environment, as well as an examination of performance, looking at a transaction topology, that sort of thing. It's got some discovery capability built into it. Very powerful little solution that is priced such that it's very attractive for the mid-market. It's got capability that can go out to manage environments as large as 200 servers, so well within the range of what that that mid-market customer typically wants. Likewise, Tivoli Foundation Service Manager, this is essentially a service desk in a box for the customer. It provides the same sort of function that we provide with the Service Request Manager product in an easy-to-deploy form with the hardware, with a lot of the capabilities kind of pre-genned for the customer. So here again, if you've got mid-market opportunities in your area, I really encourage you to look at these, look at the needs of those customers. More often than not, you're going to find that one or both of these will be attractive to the customer. Likewise, another alternative delivery model that we have today that we've just introduced back in fourth quarter of last year is Tivoli Live. Tivoli Live, again, this is a suggestion of things to come. This is an affordable infrastructure health and performance management capability. So it basically provides monitoring from the cloud. So here again, if you've got a customer or a business partner wants to deliver monitoring capability to a customer and they are looking at something that doesn't require the customer to do a large initial outlay, that they're looking for a kind of pay-as-you-go solution for the customer, this is a great capability for them. I really encourage you to look at that. In terms of our competitive positioning with all of these capabilities, with the range of solutions that I've talked about here today, we're in an increasingly good spot versus the competition. We see the same sort of experimentation going on out there. When we look at the variety of options open to smaller businesses, mid-sized businesses, we see them looking at open source or lower cost solutions from a variety of vendors, lots of experimentation with appliances, lots of experimentation with SaaS and cloud delivered capabilities. So we're playing in all of these areas along with our chief competitors. We can definitely stand up to those competitors in terms of the range of functions that we provide and the flexibility of deployment models, that sort of thing. But we also offer unique value to mid-sized customers. And this is something that we really need your help to communicate to the customer, because they're not looking for that kind of watered-down, dumbed-down capability. They're looking for appropriate capability for them. So we can show them that we can provide them with enterprise-class functionality in a form that's appropriate for their business. We can also show them how what we have can be provided to them in a flexible, scalable manner so that it allows them to grow and scale their operations as they need to. They don't have to do rip and replace with what we offer, too. So those are great selling points for them. And it's important for us to show that we're not just a kind of a traditional, we're not the traditional IBM vendor that smaller business may think of. We don't do just big, complex, customized jobs for customers. We can deliver capabilities in these alternative delivery models just as our competitors are doing. So key points to make with your customers. So what I want to leave you with today is a set of calls to action here. We've got a great opportunity in the mid-market. I think I showed that to you with the growth of the mid-market, the scale of the business out there. We need your help to go after that opportunity. It's going to benefit IBM. It's going to benefit you as an individual seller. So what do you need to do in order to go after that opportunity? Well, we think it's three activities that are very common to you as a seller, I should say. First of all, prepare for the sale. We've got the ability to enable you here in the mid-market, take advantage of that. We've got sales and technical education via our Tivoli Talks like this one and workshops that are available to you. We've got sales aids and tools on the websites. And learn by doing, by using the products. A lot of these capabilities are available to you. Get hands-on with them. See how easy to deploy they are. See the value proposition in action. And it's going to give you a lot more confidence in terms of sitting down with your customers to talk to them about what we can do for them. Secondly, work to identify those opportunities in your region. You know, many times we in sales want to kind of restrict our efforts to hunting lions, the big deals. That's great. You know, those big deals are great when they happen. But in terms of mid-market opportunities, you can make a lot of money for yourself and for IBM by going after those smaller deals along with the big prey. So look to identify those customers in your area who have challenges in terms of their IT support. Do they have small or no IT staff in place? Are they dealing with poor service? Have they lost revenue on customers? Have they, you know, seen systems go down? Have they lost data? That sort of thing. And revisit prospects you may have approached in the past with some of our enterprise solutions to make them aware of the changes that we've made in our portfolio so that they can see the new set of capabilities that they have. And then finally, obviously, we want to see you win out there. So the best way to win here is to demonstrate the value, emphasize the easy, rapid deployment characteristics of these products, these solutions, show them how this can be a very cost-effective way to address their needs, show them the rapid ROI, and do a solution sell. Work with the business partners in your geography to bring together the products and services that mid-sized customer needs to meet their needs. And don't forget, IBM Global Financing is there. Many of these customers will struggle to find the financial means to deploy these solutions that they need. Global Financing can help to reduce their capital outlay and make that much easier to make the sale. Our business partners are a very key part of this, and we've created a very attractive set of incentives across the board, across the portfolio of hardware, software, and services offerings to help them increase their earnings and profit potential in this area. So we need you to engage business partners, support the business partners in going after the business. And we've got, again, lots of information out there on the Partner World site in terms of the details of those incentives. Also, in terms of the resources that are out there available to you, we've got lots of them. So for each of the items that I talked about today, storage and systems and security and asset management, we've got sales plays defined, and we've got information, we've got kits for both business partners and IBM sellers out there. So follow the links that are provided to you here in the presentation to access that information and get ready to sell. Also, you'll find in the presentation here the names and contact information for a range of folks who can help you with specific product details, can help you to get more fully enabled on the capabilities that we have here for the mid-market. I really encourage you to take advantage of these folks. These experts are here to help you. They are very interested in helping you to succeed in making these mid-market sales and helping us to succeed in growing our business through the mid-market. So I hope that's a good overview of our improved and expanded capabilities for mid-market, our focus on mid-market as a growth area for IBM, for Tivoli. This is really key for us. We need your help. I hope that you'll engage with us as we've suggested here in this presentation. You take advantage of these resources and that it leads to success for you in selling to the mid-market. And with that, I'll wish you all good selling.